Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. And, again, the Black Bears coming off a big win again against West last night under some a little bit difficult circumstances in terms of the weather and playing on the natural surface and so forth, although that wasn't too bad. But and we're still dealing with Hurricane Matthew this morning coming in on the leaves on the road, a lot of rain falling overnight, but the weather held for the most part, and again, Pisgah continues to play exceptionally well, really on both sides of the football, and now it sets us up for Tuscola week, going with both teams going in to that game 7-0. But again, you came out of last night, I think, in pretty good shape, coach. And the other thing that I think you always want to have is some feel like you're as healthy as possible, and I believe we feel like we're hopefully in pretty good shape in terms of health going into this big one this week against Tuscola, too.
You know, we came out of last night's game healthy. We didn't get anybody hurt. Obviously, getting the win was the most important thing, and getting started off on the right foot last night was important as well. Obviously, you were dealing with the weather and, you know, obviously the field conditions. I have to say this, of all the schools there in Henderson County, West Henderson has the best field.
Yeah.
So we knew it would have drained real well. Didn't see much sliding around. I think that's something that certainly benefited both teams, having pretty good footing last night, even though we had kind of a steady drizzle for most of the night. But, you know, generally when you have that, you may not score as many points as maybe you could have on a drier field, drier surface. But still thought overall it was a good ball game for us, and, again, came out of there healthy.
We saw Trey get dinged up again a little bit. He was downfield blocking on a touchdown. I remember Isaiah scored there early. Came out for a little while. I guess got retaped and had that looked at. Came back out and had a career night.
He did. You know, Trey went down right there when Isaiah scored. And, you know, we were obviously concerned. Same, you know, ankle injury he's been dealing with. It's just one of those situations. It's just going to be a nagging injury. Didn't roll it up. Just got hit on it. You know, certainly we're concerned about it. Got him looked at. And, trainers felt good about him coming back in, wanted to tape it and give it a shot. And, you know, certainly he's a matchup problem. You know, when he was out of the game, you know, we have to become a little bit more, you know, run-oriented, a little bit with the pass. But, you know, when we've got him in there, really creates some problems for the defense. And certainly one of the things you saw last night is they were loading the box. We knew they were going to stop the run. Very aggressive play calling on their defensive side. You know, they had some tackles for loss, something we haven't given up much this year. But when you do that, when you're aggressive on the play calling, you're also going to be prone to give up big plays. And I think you saw that last night from our offense. You know, had a 77-yard touchdown, a 60-yard touchdown, 81-yard touchdown. So, you know, they gave up some big plays too, you know, on that aggressive play calling.
When you go to the other side of the ball, again, you had a matchup last night against a little bit of an option look. And one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, that might be a good timing for us in going against Tuscola this next week. That's something that they're going to show us a lot, I guess, in that terms of the read options. But had to go up against a little bit different look and a little bit different set in terms of defense and in terms of what they were doing. Unable really to throw the ball, and they became very one-dimensional. Maybe they typically are one-dimensional, but defensively, again, able to shut down the run. And I remember thinking they only had about, you know, 40-something yards there in the first half. So, again, the defense, as has been the case for several years in a row now, continues to play really well, and they played well against the option last night.
Did. You know, you were talking about their rushing yards. They had zero passing yards for the night. He was 0 for 2. I'm sitting here looking at the stats. 0 for 3. I'm looking at the stats now. Gave up 42 yards rushing in the first half. Gave up 131 in the second half. And I think 70, maybe 73 of it was on the last drive of the game.
Right.
You know, so we gave up quite a bit there. Gave up 173 total yards. And we had 356. So, you know, a good-looking numbers, obviously, in our favor. Offensively, you know, again, just want to brag on those guys on that side. You know, they gave us a lot of different looks up front. It's one of those situations where it's kind of like a junk defense, and you're just not sure exactly what you're going to get. They're going to come from different directions, and for the most part, I thought you know, we played okay with it. You know, it did cause us some problems. I think as a fan watching, you could see that as well. But defensively, solid force. You know, in another one of those situations where really stepped up front up on the line. Riley James and that bunch, Dante up front, Tyler Pace, Josh Wilson. You know, Michael came in and spared them some, and it was just a good solid night for us up there.
You, you're talking about some of the things that are going on up front. Are these matchup, you know, kinds of deals for us? In other words, are we just matching up really well against the opponents that we've got right now, or is there's, you know, there's some scheme involved in this too?
There is, you know, there's some scheme involved in it, but you know, got some really good kids up front. You know, I always like to talk to the linebackers when they come back off the field. Are you guys staying clean? Are you guys being able to roam pretty good? And you know, sometimes you're going to get that situation where they're going to get up on your backers, offensive linemen. But for the most part, our guys were clean. You know, Tanner had another pretty good night for us, tackles in the backfield, and so did Jeff. Jonathan Mahaffey had a phenomenal night for us. When they decided to go outside and try to pitch it on the option stuff, I thought Jonathan played really well coming in for Trey. Again, we just got some guys playing at a high level up front for us right now.
Does the game last night, I don't want to get too much into this yet, but does the game last night in the terms of what they showed you offensively, does that help going against Tuscola this week and what they're going to do?
It does on the defensive line part, you know, because a lot of the same blocking schemes. The biggest difference you're going to see is better line play, and you're going to see more speed, obviously, coming next week. And, you know, just kind of previewing it and talking about it, I've had a chance to see film pretty much all season long on them, on Tuscola. And the one place that I can look back and say they're better than they were last year, I feel like they're better up front. I think their line's better. Obviously, those skill guys are quick guys, but it's the same ones they had last year, you know, minus the quarterback. I think, you know, Grayson Perkins doing a good job for them. But the difference for them, to me, is the up front play. And, you know, if you're a fan watching this coming Friday night, you should be able to tell real quick on that line of scrimmage who's winning that ball game.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Friday, October 14th is big. It's the Pisgah Tuscola game and Hometown Hardware's Customer Appreciation Day, celebrating 4 years in Canton Plaza. Stop in for free hot dogs and drinks from 11 to 2. Don't stand in line for game tickets. They're available at Hometown Hardware. You can also buy a Pisgah t-shirt and game ticket for only $20. Remember that Hometown Hardware always has a supply of Pisgah tees and sweatshirts for showing Pisgah pride. Go Bears!
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Broughton won again.
Yeah, we saw that. Big game this week with Burns and Shelby.
Yeah, and
3-2.
Coach, while I'm thinking about it, before I get too much further, we were just talking just a little bit about that. Some of the games last night, and I wanted to point out, first of all, they must have postponed the West Craven-Havelock game. It was 7-0 West Craven at halftime, and I think they suspended the game probably because of rain. They're going to make that up at some point. But I thought that was certainly interesting and an interesting score to boot. Havelock, obviously, number one right now in the 3A. Rocky Mount, a winner over Nash Central 2014. High Brighton again, 56-7 over Ford. Talked about that last night. Western Alamance shutting out Eastern Alamance. That was the number 4 and 5 teams in 3A. Again, Western Alamance with the win. Crest and Kings Mountain are going to play on Monday, I believe. Orange beating Northern Vance. Orange at number 14, winning 14-0. Southern Nash, the number 9 team, beating Fike 49-14. I believe Burns and Shelby were also postponed. Concord, a winner over Cox Mill. A lot of games postponed last night. We were just talking about Burns and Shelby. Burns is another team that we'll continue to kind of pay a little bit of attention to, because it looks like they'll be in the a good team in the small 3A in the West, too. Is that what your understanding was, is that they were postponed last night against a good Shelby team?
Yes, to my knowledge, that's what it was. I think we had quite a few games obviously moved to Thursday, but I think the ones that tried to play, at least down east, some of those got caught up in some weather issues, and they'll postpone until tonight and try to finish up tonight.
Was there any conversation at all this week around this storm and doing something any different?
There was. You know, Coach Whitaker and I talked on Wednesday night and then talked again at the JV night. The only issue that they had was obviously homecoming. You know, he knew he needed to try to play as well. They had Brevard next week. He was very adamant about not moving it past Saturday, a worst-case scenario. We were in the same boat. You know, if we had to go to Saturday, that's fine. We'll play it Saturday. But we could not go to Monday. And, you know, so we, once we, you know, got that determined, you know, we were okay if we had to, like I said, moved it to Saturday just because of the homecoming part. But, you know, thankfully they went ahead and played it. I think it probably did hurt them crowd-wise, and they probably lost some money because of it. But I really don't know that today was going to be that much better.
Yeah, you were going back and talking some about West, the team that came in last night was at 3-3. Did you see anything that you hadn't seen any different in terms of what they want to do on either side of the ball?
You know, we didn't. I know that they're dealing with some injuries. Obviously, you know, we have been for the whole season ourselves, but he got a couple dinged up in last week's game, so I knew they were out. Their good running back was out last night. They went ahead and held him. You know, he had talked to me a little bit Thursday night about the stretch he's got coming and some games that are real important to those and trying to get wins. And so I think you saw him hold out the good tailback last night.
And their program's gotten some better. You know, their JV program came in Thursday night 5-0. So, you know, he's got a little bit to look forward to down there with that program probably coming up a little bit soon.
Has been. You know, obviously that area is continuing to grow.
Yeah.
Rugby
had
another good year, you know, down there in the middle school. So, you know, it's just it's one of those situations right now where I think he's obviously in a good place. I think they got good kids that are rolling through right now, and, you know, they'll continue to have some success. Obviously, they got to go in that MAC conference next year and, you know, see how they stack up against those guys.
So when you go and you have to take a look at, you know, a little bit of film, I'm sure you guys already spent some time on that tonight or last night, and looking at those, you know, stats coming out of last night too. You got to feel like, again, your team's in pretty good shape. I want to get back to the health thing, and, you know, we came out of last night, I think, in pretty decent shape, and we're continuing to get some guys back. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to be closer to full strength even, you know, going into next week with Tuscola. Can you talk a bit about where we are injury-wise right now?
You know, we're closer than we were. Jason Fabio actually got to start practice this past week. No contact stuff. He finally got released. Justin Davis had his pins taken out of his hand. Actually goes back in Monday morning, get one more checkup, and hopefully we'll get him hard casted. He won't be on the offensive side, but could help us some on the defensive side if we're able to get him back. So those were the two big injuries, you know, obviously that we've been kind of keeping an eye on for a while now. But looks like we're getting closer with those guys. You know, and one thing that we didn't touch on last night was special teams. I thought our kickoff team did a really good job last night. I think those guys are continuing to do a good job. Obviously, as we go into this next week, I mean, Tuscola's already had two or three touchdowns on kickoff, so kickoff team will be huge for us. I was disappointed in our punt team. You know, we got a punt block last night. The one thing that I can say about Tuscola, after already watching them, they come after punts and they come after field goals. And, you know, we'll have to be really good and sharp on our blocking on those things. And things we will address this week, but I was disappointed in that punt team. We did get one down inside the 5. That was something that we practiced this week. I thought last week, you know, we let 3 roll into the end zone and just couldn't get them on some really good punts from Trey. We worked on that this week, and we got one down inside the 5. So I thought that was huge for us. You know, again, punt returns. I thought Isaiah had a really big return there.
He did.
On punt return. And we were in a safe situation, so we still had our defense on there.
Yeah.
Got fortunate on a call. I thought you know, they marked it down to 1 yard line. I had to burn a timeout, but and it ended up coming back and helping us, and they didn't charge us for a timeout. So it was it was kind of a win-win on that one.
Yeah, we talked about that. He never established possession. You know, never, you know, I guess it's not establishing possession, but he never stopped the momentum of the football. It takes more than just touching it to down it right there. And you handled that well, though. You know, you just kind of calmly called that timeout and forced them to discuss it. You certainly would like the officials to do that on their own, but we're certainly glad that they made the right decision right there. And I would, to be honest with you, I was impressed that they were willing to you know, call themselves back and make the right decision, and it sounds like not charging you a timeout. That's the way you want it to go.
Absolutely. You know, walked out and you know, had just a calm conversation. I wanted to make sure I was clear on what they saw and make sure I was clear on the ruling. And, you know, after the white hat had heard how the side judge had ruled it, you know, they went out and had a separate discussion away from me and then came back and, you know, said, "Coach, we're not going to charge you a timeout. This ball will come out to the 20. So, ended up being a good situation for us, got us out of a hole, and offense was able to take it on down and score.
And again, and we talked about this all season long up in the booth too, but you're talking about special teams. Again, and I don't know what the average distance is that we're starting drives versus what the opponent is starting a drive, but there continues to be that huge discrepancy of teams that we're playing when they're on offense or having to work on the long field. Whereas, you know, we're typically working on a short field, and it continues to pay dividends for us. And a lot of that special teams, too, isn't it?
It is. You know, that's one thing that we talk about during the week, and obviously time of possession and all of those things. But field position is really big. You know, we stress that over and over and over. And even offensively, you know, sometimes we're not getting scores on every possession. But the big thing is to be able to get out of a hole, give our punt team a situation where they can get it off, and get a good punt to try to pin, you know, our opponent down a little bit and keep them deeper in their territory. And eventually, you know, if we're able to do that, we're going to get a score out of it eventually.
Yeah.
You know, you keep working at field position long enough, you're going to catch a break somewhere and you're going to get a score. So I certainly think it has helped us so far this season.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Gave him too much field position and only had to do it in a couple plays.
Yeah. In 3-2. Of course, Coach, going into this week, it's the Tuscola week. It's one of the weeks that, you know, obviously I think it's probably mixed emotions, isn't it? You look forward to what's going to come and all the excitement, but certainly makes for a lot of work. All of a sudden people start calling and wanting to you to accommodate this and that and the other thing, and that's all great, but it certainly takes a lot of resources away from what you have to do. But again, and of course, it's being a home game, you know, there's more work for us to do as far as, you know, making everything happen. And then you throw in the factor again, I can't remember, Dad was telling me last night, he can't remember the last time that both teams this late in the season in the schedule we're both undefeated going into this game. So many implications in terms of, you know, where things might shake out in terms of, you know, November and December in the playoffs and so forth. You just can't draw this one out to be any bigger deal than it is coming into this week.
You know, this is not a week that you want to be an athletic director, I can tell you
that.
Yeah. Casey and Heidi and Coach Presley will have their hands full with everything going on, and you're right. You know, when you get to weeks like this, a lot of people want to be involved. A lot of people want to have a part of it, and you start getting those phone calls, and trust me, they've been getting them for the last couple of weeks on things that, you know, people want to do and be a part of and all of those things. But you talked about mixed emotions. I'm excited for our kids. And I'm excited for our community, both communities. You know, for both teams to be undefeated coming in, I think is phenomenal. Your JV programs, both of those are undefeated again, just like what they were last year. So anticipating a good game on Thursday as well. But it's a real treat for our community to have both of these programs to be having the success that they're having right now and to be able to get after it on Thursday and Friday night. But as a coach, it's a tough week. It's a really tough week trying to make sure you got everything covered, trying to get everything ready, trying not to have the distractions. And sometimes I think some people tend to forget that there is a ball game Friday night, you know, with all the pageantry that goes on with it. And, you know, our football fans and the ones that follow us closely, they know, you know, they know what this week's all about. And so do our kids. But I want to brag on our kids a little bit. They have stayed really focused, had no issues last week with any conversations, you know, but it was nice to finally be able to talk about the game once last night's game was over with and get a chance to talk with our kids and all right, guys, it's okay now. We can talk about it and we can start getting ready for it. And but going to be a special week for us. Obviously, we mentioned that JV's been undefeated, had another good game Thursday night. I want to say congratulations to Canton Middle School on winning their division, clinching it, you know, played Bethel in a really close game. Got a chance to go watch Canton and Bethel play Thursday night. Really looking forward to getting those kids with us. Got some exciting, good-looking kids coming up off of both programs. Canton will play Hendersonville in the crossover championship this coming week, and, of course, Bethel will play at Brevard. So two big games for those guys as well, and good luck to those two programs as they finish up their seasons.
So what is it that you say to your kids, you know, going into this week in terms of dismissing the distractions and dismissing all the things that are going around? And I think especially now, more so than when you and I were in school, because we didn't have social media. I mean, they've got all those things, you know, people talking, and you can hear every conversation now. So, you know, trying to keep your kids, I guess, you know, focused within the context of the game and in the season that we've had right now is part of the challenge, isn't it?
The second point of emphasis last night after the game was over with, as I talked to our team, is I told them I do not want to be on social media this week. We do not need any distractions. There will be plenty enough of those that will be out there to get caught up in. And, you know, I encouraged our kids to stay off of there. I encouraged our kids to watch a lot of film. You know, we're going to send out more film on this game to our kids than we generally do because we have so much more, and encourage them to make sure they're studying up on their film and getting ready. And it also gives a chance for some of our dads who'd like to watch film with their boys, you know, study up on them as well. And, you know who you're facing next Friday night. Know who that guy is across from you. But I, like I said, I'm excited for our kids. What a great opportunity. You know, when we started the season, as we looked at schedules, you know, we thought the possibility could be there for this matchup to look like this. And we got there. You know, our kids took care of their business, varsity and JVs, you know, dealing with the injuries and, of course, having to pull up a few kids from the JVs. But they've positioned themselves, you know, for a great atmosphere and a great game Thursday and Friday night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Friday, October 14th is big. It's the Pisgah Tuscola game and Hometown Hardware's Customer Appreciation Day, celebrating 4 years in Canton Plaza. Stop in for free hot dogs and drinks from 11 to 2. Don't stand in line for game tickets. They're available at Hometown Hardware. You can also buy a Pisgah t-shirt and game ticket for only $20. Remember that Hometown Hardware always has a supply of Pisgah tees and sweatshirts for showing Pisgah pride. Go Bears!
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
West Henderson game again in pretty good shape going into this Tuscola game this week. And I guess there's a couple things that I'd first, you know, mention again, and I ask this question periodically as the season progresses. At this point, do you feel like there's anything that you haven't or, and would like to sort of put in terms of whether, you know, it's a scheme or an idea or a package or any of those kinds of things, you know, with the, what, four regular season games left? Or do you kind of hang on to something in case you need it when you get to the first into the second round?
You know, the big thing for us, you know, offensively, you know, we've got just about everything we want to do installed. There'll be some tweaks in there. You know, one of the things that we do as well, we'll go back and look at the film from the last 2 weeks on the teams, because that's what you trade.
Yeah.
You'll see what another team has had success with. You know, and maybe try to use some of that, whether it be somehow within your scheme, how you do a formation or a play that you like or any of those things. Defensively, same type thing. You're looking at what's created them some problems. You know, as we've looked back on Tuscola's film, you look at who had success stopping what. And certainly, we, you know, we found some things that we think that can help us that we've seen from other teams. But, you know, they're going to come in again averaging 51 or 52 points a game. I think they were averaging right about 48 to 50 last year, you know, and we held them 17.
Right, right.
JVs were the same way. I think they were averaging, again, up in those high 40s, and, you know, they held them to 14, maybe two scores. So, you know, I'm excited for our kids to get on there. It's going to be a great matchup, classic matchup of really good defense, really good offense.
If you were going to describe the way that we match up against them, if, you know, to a fan that hasn't seen them play, comparing our last pretty good opponent in Franklin, we beating them last week, how much you compare how Franklin was able to be successful offensively versus the way Tuscola is able to be successful offensively?
You know, the big thing for Tuscola, as you look at them, they are a big play, quick strike offense, and you generally don't see that so much in a ground oriented offense, but they have, you know, so many weapons, you know, across the front, you know, with their fullback and their two wings and of course their receivers and their quarterback. Obviously everything goes through the fullback, obviously quickest player on the field. A lot of his touchdowns are very long runs. I think the last night in the North Henderson game had two more pretty long runs in there. You know, once he pops the seam, seems to have a lot of success being able to get down the field.
Yeah.
Not a big back, not a big bruiser, just hits the seams really good. And then he got some really quick wings, you know, that get out on the jet sweeps and the counters and the things like that. And Perkins has done a good job, Grayson has, of throwing a deep ball. You know, they like to stretch the field. They don't like to have to throw it underneath and make their quarterback have to read. They like to just flip it up there and let those receivers go, hoping that they've got those DBs sucked up because they've had so much, you know, had to help so much on the run. So, you know, they take advantage of you, you know, and if you take one thing away, they're looking to take the next step and go somewhere else. And that's the one thing that we've seen from them the last couple of years. And, you know, we'll be able to take some things away on Friday night.
Right.
And the question is, are they going to be able to take advantage of it somewhere else, or are we going to be solid there?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, again, it's going to be kind of a chess matchup on that side of the ball. Offensively for us, you know, we feel pretty good about what we think we're going to get from them. You know, we've got to be able to have some sustained drives. I think last year, if you remember, that first drive of that ball game was almost that whole first quarter.
Right.
I know we didn't come away with points, but we really had good field position and kept that in our favor. Even though we were down at half, I still thought we did some really good things offensively during that game on time of possession and things like that. And those are things you got to do. If you can make them drive the ball and not have big plays with so much ball handling that they have to do, turnovers are, can become an issue.
Yeah.
Or get them in some third and long situations and make them have to make some passes and come out of what they like to do.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to that. Obviously, that's a home game. And again, Coach, fans can still get reserved seats, right? Is that Monday or Wednesday they go on sale? I couldn't remember.
I cannot remember the day what they're doing that, but there are still some reserved seats left. I know we got a couple of churches that are coming in that are going to help us with seating. They're going to put you in your seat. They're going to walk you up and get you everybody settled down, sit where they're going, and I don't know what time they're opening up gates, but I would be there fairly early.
Absolutely. Again, tickets will be on sale. Some reserved seats still available. You can go by Pisgah High School, I believe, beginning at 8:30, I believe, on Monday. You certainly can call anytime, and they'll be able to take care of you and help you out there. Again, game time, 7:30 next Friday at the stadium in Canton. Of course, we'll be right back here at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show next Saturday morning. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.